Good evening. My name is Adam Kiczynski, and I'm the joint CEO of TD Projekt. I would like to thank you for joining us on this conference call, which we organized to provide more insight into today's news about Cyberpunk 2077 release date. I would like also to you as soon as possible after we shared the news to answer any potential questions you might have. Before we start the Q&A session, I'd like to share a few words on behalf of the entire board. Cyberpunk 2077 is the biggest and the most ambitious project we've ever undertaken. Not only do we intend the game to be better than The Witcher 3 artistically, we also wanted to elevate the project to another level business-wise. We are currently at the stage where the game is complete and playable, but there is still work to be done. Night City is massive, full of stories, content, and places to visit. But due to the sheer scale and complexity of it all, we need more time to finish playtesting, fixing, and polishing. We want Cyberpunk 2077 to be our crowning achievement for this generation, and postponing launch will give us the precious months we need to make the game perfect. Finally, as both board members and key shareholders, we believe that today's decision is strategically sound. We are convinced that it will be beneficial to our long-term fundamental growth. I would like to invite you to the Q&A session. Your questions will be answered by me, as well as Piotr Nielubowicz, our CFO, and Michał Nowakowski, board member responsible for publishing. Thank you.
Dear ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin our question and answer session. If you have a question for our speaker, please dial 01 on your telephone keypad now to enter the queue. Once your name has been announced, you can ask a question. If you find your question answered before it's your turn to speak, you can dial 02 to cancel your question. If you are using speaker equipment today, please lift the handset before making your selection. One moment, please, for the first question. The first question we received is from Adrian Kajewski from Bloomberg. Your line is now open, so please go ahead.
Hi, this is Adrian Krajewski from Bloomberg News in Warsaw. I just basically have one question. Would you say that this date is set in stone? Would you do everything to fill this? Or do you maybe have some fears that it may take even more time for the game to be perfect? Thank you.
Hi, this is Mija Nowakowski. I mean, yeah, we pretty much know where we stand and which aspects of the game will still require work. And we're confident that the game will be released on the 17th of September.
Is your question answered, Mr. Kajewski?
Yes, it is. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. And the next question we received is from Laya Lee from Jeff. Your line is now open, Laya, and please go ahead.
Hi, guys. Thank you for your call. So I guess, I think the delay makes sense, like, in order to make the game perfect. I'm just wondering, do you guys, like, if you could share, like, the current player feedback, so, like, feedback from internal testings regarding the game, and also it's like, what would be the implication of this delay for the, like, for the future timeline of future game releases and also the post-launch plan for Cyberpunk? Thank you.
The current feedback and the feedback we've got so far, it's really optimistic and promising. So, of course, we are really, you know, eager to deliver the game, but we know that expectations are high. And as I said, we are aiming really high. That's why we need some more time. In terms of the further plan, I think that everything will move to this delay.
Yeah. And also, I'm just wondering, what would you think about the computation in, like, for a September release date? Because, like, typically, other AAA games will be launched during a similar time.
We believe that our game, big single-player RPG with great story, will find its place on the market regardless of the date. So that's our approach.
Yep, got it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Before we take the next question, as a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press 01 on the telephone keypad. And the next question is from Nick Dempsey from Barclays. Go ahead.
Yes, good evening. I have two questions, please. So first of all, looking at the launch date in September, is it not fair to say that that is a more competitive window than April? I think April you were pretty free in terms of other sizable games. You'll have Call of Duty, very likely some things from Ubisoft. I'm sure other things will get announced at E3. So is there a risk that going in September has an effect on the number of units you can sell for competitive reasons? And my second question is, I believe you've talked about a Cyberpunk multiplayer game, which you would start work on after Cyberpunk 2077. Is it likely that we could get the multiplayer game in 2021, or should we be thinking beyond that?
Maybe. Hi, this is Jan Wagoski. Maybe I'll start with the first question. So, frankly speaking, there's always something happening no matter what period of the year you're looking at. The games industry is not the industry where, you could say that any given month is safer for whatever reason. So, in that regard, we don't see September as being more threatening than April or May or June. Now, when it comes to, I think your second question was about the multiplayer. Am
That's
I right?
Correct.
I mean, in terms of multiplayer, to be honest, hello? Sorry. In terms of multiplayer, I mean, one thing we need to make clear is that the AAA release we're working on in parallel with CP2077 is Cyberpunk multiplayer. So that's the first thing to say. And I think Adam was alluding to it. I mean, things are going to be moving. So given the expected release of the Cyberpunk 2077 in September, and frankly speaking, the series of events which we expect to occur after that date, 2021 appears unlikely as a release date for the Cyberpunk multiplayer.
That's great. Thank you.
Next question we received is from Chris Bishop from Mirago Securities. Your line is now open. So please go ahead.
Hi guys, one from me. Do you you guys think is the right team in place? Do you need to see this through, or are you going to need to hire some more developers, do you think?
Adam Kiczynski. In terms of team, we are good. I mean, we have team which is required to finish the game. We are in a really final phase, so no more. Of course, we have always some hiring.
Yeah.
We have future projects, but in terms of Cyberpunk 2077, in terms of team, we are really good.
And just one follow-up. Is this going to change your thinking about gearing towards next-gen consoles, or are you just carrying on with the plan you've got in place?
I mean, we are going with the same plan. So, as we said, our games were always designed for strong machines. So, we are thinking about the next generation, but for now we are focused on the current generation, and the plan is still valid.
Okay, thanks.
The next question we received is from Piotr Strast. Your line is now. Now please go ahead.
Hi, this is Piotr Strast from JPMorgan. I have a question. I mean, could you maybe
comment on how this compares to The Witcher 3 delay. We've been here before, so you know, any parallels, any additional thoughts would be welcome.
To be honest, I don't think we're really comparing, because these are two different projects. One thing I can say is definitely we have much bigger experience than we had with the Witcher 3 project. We know where we are. The team knows where the things we need to work on are, and we're just going to work on that. So as I said in the beginning to the first question, we feel confident with the September 17th release date. And I'm sorry, what was the other question? There was something though.
No, that was pretty much it. I think my other questions were answered.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
The next question we received is from Michael Figueroa. The line is open, so please go ahead.
Hello. It's Michael from PQMP. Can you elaborate whether the delay was caused by technical glitches, technical bugs, or you were not happy by the gameplay? And a little bit of a related question. You were pretty confident, you sounded pretty confident that the April date was good to go and that you would be able to release the game at the date. Was there anything unexpected happened, or you were just generally not happy with the state of the game? Thank you.
Hello, Adam. It's due to technical bug fixing and other fixing and polishing, but as we said, we have the game. It's playable, to the whole game. I mean, not now. I mean, it has been like this for a couple of months. But the game is fairly complex, and there are some glitches, and we are not talking about any fundamental or important mechanics. So everything is there, but with the level of complexity and dependencies, polishing is just a complex task. So it's just a number of things we have to take. To take care on, less about any fundamental problems. So as Michal said, we are pretty confident with the game. Now we are, I would say, in a phase of the project where we can measure things and we have all statistics. And the second question was, as far as I remember, why now? Why 3 months before release, right?
Yeah. Yes, if there was anything unexpected happened, yeah.
No. I mean, we were evaluating and, there's always the moment to decide. So we've been, evaluating the game. I mean, we're constantly evaluating the game, and we decided that if we were to delay, that's the right moment. And we added a substantial time, and that was a deliberate decision to add 5 months to be really sure that we can deliver what we've planned. So, I mean, it's of course not the best day. I mean, the best day for us. I mean, it's a bad decision. Sorry, decision is great and decision is good, but, it was a tough decision, but we and our team, which was informed minutes ago as well, most of the team, I think that was a good decision, and having this extra 5 months would allow us to deliver a perfect game, as I said.
Mm-hmm. And is the team, development team, is required to put crunch hours?
To some degree, but this is normal. We are trying, to limit crunch as much as possible, it's a final stage. So
yeah.
We try to be reasonable in this regard, but yeah.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
The next question is a follow-up from Nick Dempsey from Barclays. Your line is now open, so please go ahead again.
Yeah, thank you. Just a quick one. Does this affect the kind of presence that you're going to have at E3 and Gamescom, and therefore will there be extra costs associated with that this year?
So we haven't really come out with the full strategy when it comes to E3s and other shows. You can bet we're going to have some sort of presence in both Gamescom and at E3. But it's really too early to comment in any details. We're not ready to share these yet. But yes, you may assume we'll be present there in some extent.
Thanks.
Thank you.
The next question we received is from Patrick Wellington from Morgan Stanley. Your line is now open, so please go ahead.
Oh, yeah, hi. Good afternoon. A couple of questions. The first one is, you say that we should expect more regular updates on progress as we get close to the new release date. So can you give us an idea of what you've got in mind, i.e. when will these updates be, what will they consist of, how regular is a regular update, if you like? We're going to get something every month, something every 3 months. You know, what's that going to look like? Second question is, you're technically satisfied with the game. You've got a few glitches. Are you also happy with the quality of the soft elements of the game, the dialogue, the interaction, things like that? Or are there any issues over those parts of the offering?
So sorry, the first question was...
The first question is, what is a regular update? So, what you know, the timeline, if you like, between now and September, what should we be looking out for? Are we, and at what page point do we get more sort of gameplay? I mean, I think you've got, you know, 45 minutes of gameplay out there. Are we going to get more than that at some point? You know, that sort of thing.
So first of all, of course, I cannot, you know, produce here on this call a full timeline for the reason that, you know, marketing works when it's also surprising. So this is definitely not the place, you know, to break surprises and list X is going to happen on this time, Y is going to happen on this time, and so on. So I cannot share such details as maybe you'd wish, but maybe I'll touch it from a different angle. I mean, we're really preparing right now to, you know, to push the game to the rating agencies, the ones that give the age rating on the boxes, and there's a lot of them around the world. PEGI in Europe, ESRB in the US, and whatnot. We do require some further testing, so I'm not saying this is happening, you know, tomorrow or next week, but it's really not far away, and that's probably as far as I can go. Just picture some testing, optimization, polishing, and you know, we need a bit of time. It's a bigger game, it's more complex, so this is a little bit time consuming, but we're nearly there. So that's as much of a hint as I can drop you, and then we really need to keep, you know, some elements of surprise, and I hope for your understanding. But you can imagine, yes, we'll be sharing and talking about things, you know, between now and September 17th. And sorry, the second question was the are we happy with the soft elements, right? So I'm assuming you mean here the story, the dialogues, the quests, and so on. So yes, yeah. We're very, very happy, actually. As a matter of fact, I mean, we do believe these shine so much that actually we don't want to bring them down with technical glitches. So these are the ones we want to work on.
Okay. Just going back to the use of the word regular, it's your word. I mean, there are 6 months mm-hmm. between April and September. For something to be regular, right. You know, you need to have, I would say, at least three items of news between now and then. So should we expect something every couple of months in terms of some sort of element of news?
So actually, I'm with Adam Kicinski saying that, but I don't think it was meant to be that literal as you just took it. But I'm not saying it. I would actually expect we're going to have you know, more than three updates, to be perfectly honest. I just wouldn't necessarily say they're going to be, you know, spread out in actual, you know, every 2 months intervals or anything of the kind. So pardon if you took it too literally, but. I don't think that was the intention. It was more of a figure of speech. But there's going to be a few updates for sure. And I would say the closer we're going to get to the launch, the more you're going to see material with probably some pause throughout the summertime, because that's really not the best time to bring out a lot of news. Typically, this is the time when people take holidays and not necessarily follow detailed news on video games.
And summertime, is that Polish summertime? Regular Europe summertime.
I would say regular Europe summertime. So we have the same summertime as Europe, but not Australian summertime, which would be right now. I mean, just so specifically we need July, August, in terms of months.
Okay.
Not the same all over the world.
Thank you. Sorry for being so literal. Thank you very much.
No. No worries. Very good. Thank you.
And the next question we received is from Martin Novak. Your line is open, so please go ahead.
Good evening, Martin Novak, Kotama Securities. I would like to ask a question with reference to the earlier comment regarding about everything moving in the pipeline. Are there any current works on different AAA projects besides Cyberpunk and its multiplayer and potential extension? Or do you only work currently on Cyberpunk and multiplayer?
Currently, we are working on Cyberpunk and multiplayer as the next big game.
Okay, so there are to clarify, there are no other works on next AAA game besides Cyberpunk and multiplayer. Okay, thanks.
Yeah, I mean, the AAA release we are working on in parallel is Cyberpunk multiplayer. I mean, that we are trying to be as clear as possible in this regard. So, and this is, I mean, the date of releasing Cyberpunk multiplayer. I mean, it's a code name, of course.
Yeah.
We'll probably move out of 2021 together with the move of single player.
Okay, understood. Thank you.
Before we take the next question, as a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad now. And the next question is from Tomasz Rodak. Your line is now open, so please go ahead.
Hi, Tomasz Rodak, Dembosz. First question, did you already talk to your distributors? And I wonder if yes, what are their reactions? Can you get any contractual fines or something? And the second question is, I know that probably you originally planned to have a hands-on presentation for press representatives. Any milestone, like within 1 or 2 months, are you planning to have it on this time, or are you delaying it also?
So let's start with the this is Michał Nowakowski again. Mm-hmm. Let me start with the question about the distributors. So we didn't really speak with the distributors ahead of the announcement press release. Did have a moment to catch up with few between that call right now and a few of them, not all of them for sure. The ones we did speak to were very supportive of that decision. And we're of course going to be talking to more of them most likely tomorrow. We don't really expect any major issues or any fines or anything of the kind that you were suggesting. And I will have to ask you to repeat the second part of the question.
You probably planned some hands-on presentation for press representatives anytime soon. Originally, I wonder, are you delaying it also, or is it staying in February, March?
Sorry. So I mean, we do have to delay them in proportion to how we're delaying the game, right? So of course, the hands-on is not going to happen in February or March. Also, because we want to show them something that we're really happy from a technical standpoint. But you may expect these will be happening soon, definitely sooner than the launch of the game, of course. But not February.
Okay, one more question. Once again, in comparison to The Witcher 3 delay, This one is a little larger. It's 5 months versus 3 months for The Witcher 3. But you obviously cannot release the game and during the summer holidays. So you have to go to September. I wonder what is the real time that you need to finish the game, and did you leave some spare time for you to finish the game?
I would say we have enough time to finish the game as we want it to be finished, and enough buffers built in to make sure it's of the quality we want it to be. To be honest, the fact whether we can or not launch in the summertime is a little bit secondary, to be perfectly frank. We do see September as a bit more attractive than summertime for sure. So this was a natural choice, so to say, with when confronted with the time we needed to get the game to the quality bar we wanted to be at. So I'm not sure if this answers your question.
Yeah. Thank you.
That's pretty much it. All right. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, final reminder: if you would like to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad now. And the next question received is from Laya Lee from Jefferies. Now open, madam. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you. So just a quick follow-up from me. So given the September release date and given that we have new consoles changed over later this year, should we expect Cyberpunk will be cross-generation? Or is it still going to firstly release on like the current version of console?
So as was announced before, I mean, Cyberpunk is right now heading for PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PlayStation, sorry, and the PC. So nothing has changed in regard to the plans.
Okay. But are you guys planning to make it like porting it to the next generation of consoles? Or?
I mean, we're of course looking at the next gen, all the time. We're private a lot of information on what's going on with these platforms, but we, frankly speaking, have nothing to share here and now in terms of anything related to that.
Got it. Thank you.
Thank you.
And the next question we received is from Mr. Shikovsky Elias, and so please go ahead.
Good evening. Maybe two questions from my side. First, was it a unanimous decision of all of the board members and the major project managers to postpone the launch till September, or were there some voices internally that maybe the game will be ready till the end of April? And the second is, were there maybe among the same people, the same group of important decision makers, were there some opinions that maybe a month or 2 months will be sufficient to launch the game? Okay, thank you.
It was Adam Kuczynski speaking. It was definitely a unanimous decision, and we agreed on the date, and we supported. So, I mean, it's not just a PR BS. It's a real truth. I mean, we've been discussing this, and we finally decided, and we are really convinced that we are convinced with the decision. We are really supporting this. So,
understand. Thank you very much. So, and maybe regarding the second one, in terms of the launch date, there was also not any difference of opinion among you guys. So that was, you were also kind of unanimous in this regard.
We were unanimous. I mean, we were discussing maybe a week earlier, later. But to be honest, I mean, this window was our preferred window. So the mid September sounds really, really good. Then. I mean, we think it's a very good date.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The next question we received is from Robert Galatki, private investor. It's now open, so please go ahead.
Good evening. When did you have the first symptoms of we're not going to make it, we have to delay it?
Well, Adam Kiczynski, it's hard to say. To deliver such a complex game is always challenging, and there is nothing like first symptoms. There are things which are ahead of plan, and there are things which are behind the plan. That's kind of normal. And once you have the whole game and you see all dependencies and you play it, and you really have the feel of the game, then you start to have an idea what has to be finally tweaked and polished. Of course, there are bugs, but bugs are kind of different. I mean, there's a number of bugs, new bugs and bugs solved, and there are some statistics. But while playing the game, such a big game, you think that you have to tweak this or that, or some glitches. So there was not a certain moment. It was an ongoing process, and we know this is kind of the last moment for a delay. I mean, we were not able to discuss further. So that's why we decided now, because that was actually the last reasonable window to decide about the delay.
I understand. Thank you.
Thank you.
As far as there are no further questions, I hand back to the speakers.
Thank you very much. Thank you for joining the call. Once more time, apologize for the short notice. And we are open to discuss any further questions. So please contact our IR department, and we are here on site ready to answer any more questions you might have. Thank you very much. Good night.